All right, we are back and we are cranking. We have got the bomb. Victoria La Bomb is on again with us. We're going to talk about rocking the room in your presentation, and we're also going to talk about the really cool thing that she's got going on in San Francisco and New York, where she teaches all these folks how to rock the room. Victoria, how you doing?
I'm great, Jim. How are you?
Oh, I'm fired up to talk to you like always. Now, listen, Victoria, tell me a little bit about your background. What does a creative communication strategist consultant do? That kind of sets the table for what we're going to talk about.
Great question. Well, it's creative because I think a lot of us in business, we tend to shave off parts of our creativity. So I want to come at it taking all of your talents, whoever you are, and bringing them to your platform, your presentation, your meeting. So that's the creative part. The communications is I focus specifically on people's communication presentation skills. And strategy means it's not just for fun. There's a clear, directed intent behind it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, even just in this week's Wall Street Journal, they were talking about why likability matters more than ever at work. And they use some of the same kind of things that you're always talking about, being authentic, looking somebody in the eye, all kinds of different techniques that you're always talking about.
That's right.
Now, how do you get the people that you work with to express who they truly are, and do they really want to show people that? Because sometimes it may come off like just like an act.
Well, yeah, and you know, it's interesting you use the word act, because a lot of people misconstrue the concept of performance to mean phony. But I think of performance in two ways. Partly it's how you perform, like a job review, your job performance. You know, how are you fulfilling your expectations? And secondly, performance in the best of ways, because the best performers on stage, whether you're on Broadway or at your kids' high school, are the ones who are authentic, who are true, who you say, I feel they're not acting, they're honest.
Oh, yeah. It's always, to me, it's just bringing them in, drawing them in so that they forget where they are and just being there with you. And I got to tell you, with a lot of these speeches, you're out there. They got their tablets going. They got their iPhones going. They're clicking and everything else.
Yep.
And you've got to really learn to include different components to get them to put that down and bring them in, even if it's just for a second, then they go back to it.
That's right. That's right. And back to your point about, you know, how do you get people to express who they really are? How do you get them to be authentic? The key is... And I'll give you a tip for your listeners and all of you out there. Think right away. The best way to present really is to focus on your audience. Now, that sounds very obvious, but what makes us nervous, what makes us phony in life is when we're focused on ourselves. Those are the people who posture, who try to wear clothes to impress everyone, who set up their home or their office to impress. It's all about them.
Oh, wait, that's what Bruce says.
Yes, and the same thing happens in presentations. So the next time you have a meeting you have to present, think about the audience. And then it doesn't matter if you stumble a little bit. It's not about that. It's not about perfection. It's about connection.
No, thank you so much. You must have heard me mess up on my live read in the last segment.
I did, but it was great because you said, let me try that again. You know, it was fantastic.
Oh, thank you, because I crack up at myself, because if I took myself too seriously, I would just be absolutely overboard with paranoia and stuff. I want to just have fun. I just want to project it. I'd like to try to, sometimes I'll speak to somebody on the phone, even if it's just an assistant at somebody, well, I don't mean to say that, even when it is the assistant at somebody's office, because I don't want to say just, because they're very important. And I hear the smile. I say, oh, I hear the smile in your voice. Make sure you keep that smile in your voice all day. Oh my God, I've just made somebody's day. They just laugh and it's just the most wonderful thing.
About you, it doesn't matter if it's perfect. You know, you're so real, you're so fired up that we tolerate any stumble.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
Well, I'm the bomb too, but I don't want a bomb now. Now, how do you help people become someone that people like? I mean, that sounds like it's an easy question, but it's not really.
Well, it is not really. You're right, absolutely. And of course, one can't please everyone all the time. So, what you're really looking for in business is the people who are going to connect with your message. That, of course, is different if you're within an office. But as a presenter, which is my area of expertise, you know, everyone in the audience is not going to get you. They may not need what you're offering at that time. But if you're true and you're committed, like I said, to them, and one of the techniques I teach is called KDF, you think, what do I want them to know? That's K.
Mm-hmm.
What do I want them to do? That's D. And what do I want them to feel? That's F. And if you focus on that and it's on them, you're going to get very far.
Oh, my gosh. You know, all your little things and all the things that you teach, I want to take our second segment to talk a little about that, because I really want to learn more about what goes on at these big closed events that all these muckety-mucks attend to learn how to be better presenters, and maybe a couple of crumbs will fall out that I can use. But why did you pick this portion of the presentation industry to get involved in?
Which portion do you mean, Jim?
The exciting – oh, there's more than one. You know what? How about – golly, what a bad question I asked.
No, I'll take it from you. I will.
Thank you. Boy, you stumbled. You made me speechless.
Ah, that's perfect. So, it's great for an audio show, right? He's silent. So here's the thing. What I'm looking for is to help people to, as you said in the beginning, to express who they really are in a creative fashion. First part of my title. And so for all of you listening, you think, well, I have this hobby. You know, let's say you love toy cars, or let's say you happen to know a lot about photography or golf. I say, how can you bring that into your presentation or communication? And I have seven different strategies for doing that, you know, as an analogy, as an image, et cetera, et cetera. So you start expressing yourself completely. Instead of separating your work from your play, well, my car collection or my photography doesn't belong in the presentation, we look at ways to integrate. I call this the prism effect, the full spectrum of who you are, and how do you bring that to the platform? Because it's so much more fun for you, and it's so much more fun for the audience.
Oh, 100%. I couldn't agree with you more. Just yesterday, I was speaking to somebody in Chicago. I spoke about how my family was from Chicago, how I worked in Chicago for a couple of months during a summer, and the person identified with that summer remembered what they were doing that summer. And before you knew it, I don't want to say we were fast friends, but we certainly had a very nice business acquaintance going.
Exactly. It creates what I call as Velcro communication. You're connected to that person. And so for all of you, you know, think about what passion you have, what personality element or what part of your past, your passion, your personality, your past, you can bring in. And what happens when we don't do that is we often speak in one color. We corporatize ourselves or we Botox our personalities, as my friend Connie Podesta says. You know, we take out the best of who we really are.
Well, I want to make sure that I'm able to project the best of who I am and that you continue to project the best who you are. And everybody out there, you want to make sure you keep projecting the best person you are. So stick with us, because in our next segment, Victoria is going to talk about what she teaches some of the big muckety mucks to pay the big bucks to go to her fancy sessions. And we'll also learn what goes on in those sessions right after this. Stick with us, Victoria. You can hang out one more session, can't you? All right, back after this with The Bomb, talking about rocking the room. Take it away, Oscar.